He was off at the Army all the time, and he wrote her. She wrote him, and she got one of the chickens. Said she had 9 roosters and 1 hen.
Uh-huh.
He wrote her back, honey, you got that thing right back. He come home and told her, you're a mess. You got this thing. You need 10 hens and 1 rooster.
Uh-huh.
She said, I know what it means to be without. He was going off. She didn't want her hens coming like he did. Uh-huh. She was.
What would you call a kind of meat you might buy sliced thin and eat with eggs?
Breakfast bacon?
What would you call outside of a piece of bacon?
Rind. Or skin. I wouldn't like them. De-rind mine, though. I don't want that rind on there when I try to eat.
Mm-hmm. If you have a meat that's been kept out too long, what would you say has happened to the meat?
Well, tainted. Mm-hmm. We've hauled it off by the wagon load.
Mm-hmm.
Killed hog, you know, and didn't have no way to save it and pack it up and smoke out its home. And if it turned hot in a few days, well, it would taint. Mm-hmm. Well, really, it ruined.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of colored people would eat that.
Mm-hmm.
We'd give a heap of it to colored people.
Mm-hmm.
They would, back in the days. And I guess some white people would eat, I don't know. But I couldn't. It had a...
The taste was just...
80. Mm-hmm. It made you think of an ain't. I don't know how, but it did, some way. Mm-hmm. It make you think it was tainted, they called it.
Mm-hmm.
Tear a whole batch off in the wood and throw it away.
Mm-hmm. If you were eating some meat and it tasted kind of like leather or something, well, not like leather, but like cowhide smells, how would you say that tastes? Did you ever say...
Well, it's tough, maybe. Mm-hmm. We call it tough.
Mm-hmm.
I have that problem with steaks.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not cooked sufficiently for meat. Now, my boy, he has his cut about that thick and grills it. And there's bloody water running out of it when he eats it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't eat it that way myself. Mm-hmm. Of course, I guess my teeth ain't that good, plus I don't want it anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I call that tough.
Uh-huh.
And it's not done.
Mm-hmm.
And they make a tenderizer you can put on it too. Just about 30 minutes before you cook it to make it tender.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of... Who would be a person who kills and sells meat?
We call them butcher pens, meat companies.
Mm-hmm.
We got one out of the road there.
Mm-hmm.
Meat processing companies.
Mm-hmm.
Different names.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. McClendon, if I've ever been talking to his brother, runs one of them.
Mm-hmm.
He does all that. My meat.
Yeah, Raven?
No, it's Cecil. He runs that meat company. Right at the end of this road, where you go right down to the right, piece on the left, McClendon's meat company.
Yeah, I see it when I turn in there. Eh?
Yeah, I take 2 cows up there.
Mm-hmm.
The day before you come, the day before yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Do you know Raven?
Oh, boy.
I hadn't met him. I heard a couple people talking.
Well.
And said he was quite
a character. When you get there, you won't do a whole lot of question. He didn't talk. Well, now don't.
Mm-hmm. No,
I don't underestimate him because I don't care what you did him. I said, because I know what
you did.
But don't underestimate him.
Uh-huh.
You'll think he's a damn fool, but he's not.
Mm-hmm.
He's a smart man.
Well, I heard several people saying he was pretty smart.
He's a fool and a smart man.
Uh-huh.
Your appearance will be a fool.
Uh-huh.
When you talk to him 5 minutes, well, I think he's a damn fool.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But he's not, he's smart.
Uh-huh. I talked to a couple of people. I was thinking about either interviewing Ivy or Raven. Most people said, I'll go interview Ivy. Because...
Well, they're both good talkers, but...
Mm-hmm.
I think you can follow Mr. Ivy the best.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
Mm-hmm. If you left butter out, what would you say happened to it if it got